About a very fascinating storyline in Parshas Vayishlach. Rav Tzvi Kluger in his Sefer quotes a fascinating interpretation from the Ben Ish Chai, whereby in a few places the Gemara states, Zara de Yosef, the children of Yosef, lo shalte bei ein abisha, that the children of Yosef, Zara de Yosef, are not subject, they're not vulnerable to the ayin hara, to the evil eye. Asks the Ben Ish Chai in Sefer Benayahu and Sefer Maseches Sanhedrin, why does it say Zarat Yosef, the children of Yosef? Wouldn't it be more accurate to say Shifta the Yosef, the Shevet, the tribe of Yosef? The entire Shevet of Yosef was protected by the Ayin Hara. What is meant by the words Zarat Yosef, the children, the offspring of Yosef Atzadeh? So we find in the Yalkut Ruveni that he comments that each of the Avos needed to remove some psolus, some waste, some excess prior to giving birth, prior to fathering a child of Kedusha, a child of great spirituality and Ruchnias. Avram Avinu, for example, fathered Yishmael prior to the birth of Yitzchak. He removed the psolus, he removed the waste of Yishmael first. Then Yitzchak Avinu fathered Esav prior to the birth of Yaakov. Esav was the first one born. And Yaakov Avinu fathered Dina prior to the birth of Yosef HaTzadik. Dina in some way, in some form, was considered a psolus. Her very name, Dina, implies judgment, implies negativity, adversity. This became apparent through the story of this week's parasha of Dina and Shechem, the disgrace, the shame, and the embarrassment to Yaakov Avinu and the entire Mishpacha. All the Shiftei Ka came about through Dina. Dina somehow was a psolus. Yet, despite having been destined for a life of struggle, a life of challenge, a life of test, Dina put her utmost in overcoming, minimizing, and mitigating the worst. Dina understood that she had a strong bond with her half-brother, Yosef HaTzadik, the holy child born immediately after her birth. And she understood that Yosef was the solution to bring out her greatest potential. Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, last week's Parsha, quotes from the Gemara Brachos Daf Samech, Amun Aleph, that Leah was pregnant with a seventh son. She already had six, and she was on to her seventh. And Leah was very concerned that her sister Rachel would only have one son, leaving her with less than the Shvatim, each of which had two, the other maidservants, rather. Because all the Imalas knew that there were going to be 12 Shvatim. So if Rachel, and if Leah first had seven, and each of the Shvachos had two each, two and two is four plus seven is 11, that leaves only one left for Rachel. And Leah did not want her sister Rachel to only have one child less than the Shvachos. And therefore she davened that her son be transformed into a female. Her tefillahs were answered with a daughter named Dina. And in turn Rachel gave birth to Yosef, who otherwise would have been Leah's child. In other words, the neshama of Yosef was swapped with the neshama of Dina. For this reason, we find certain qualities of Yosef HaTzadik that are feminine and certain qualities of Dina that are more masculine. Yosef was very preoccupied with his appearance, with his hair, something that are attributed to women, while Dina got into trouble with Shechem because she was a Yatzonis. She would go outside, says Rashi. It says, Vateitza Dina Basleya. And the very next pasuk led to the Ma'is of Shechem. The Alshech HaKadosh points out that the trait of going out, the idea of being a Yitzonis, is a male trait. Women are more inclined to stay inside, hidden, tzanua. This swap left some remnants of each other, that Yosef had certain qualities of Dina, and Dina had certain qualities of Yosef HaTzadik. The outcome of Dina and Shechem, their relationship was asnas. And Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer explains that Michal, the Malach Michal, brought Asnas down to Mitzrayim, where she was raised in the house of Potiphar. Potiphar and his wife were not able to have children, but it was referred to, she was referred to as Asnas Bas Potiphar because she was raised. Asnas was raised by Potiphar, but she was actually the child of Dinah, the child of Dinah and Shechem. Asnas would, of course, end up marrying Yosef Atzadik. And the Megal Mukos explains in Parsha Vayeshev that Dinah sent her daughter down Asnas to marry Yosef because the neshamas of Dinah and Yosef were so intertwined. Asnas carried the neshama of her mother, at least elements of Dinah, and was able to connect and bond with Yosef Atzadik. This also explains the parallel between the two with respect to the relationship with the city of Shechem. Both Yosef and Dinah had something terrible. A terrible calamity took place in Shechem for both of them. The events of Dinah took place in Shechem, and the selling of Yosef took place in Shechem. For both of them, the city of Shechem was a city of sin, destruction, and havoc. Yosef was sent down to Mitzrayim from Shechem, and Dinah sent her daughter to Mitzrayim from the events that took place in Shechem. So Shechem was a dark place for both Yosef and Dinah, furthering the connection, the parallel between these two children of Yaakov Avinu. Even though Dinah was able to attach herself, she's able to attach her neshama, her offspring, to Yosef, the psolas was not completely removed. Asnas had some level of the psolas within her from her parents, Dinah and Shechem, and that was carried on to one of the children of Yosef and Asnas. That was carried on to Menashe. Menashe took on some of that psolas from Asnas and from Dinah. Menashe was not free of the stigma, the scar, or the disgrace of Dinah. Ultimately, only half of the Menashe's, Shevet Menashe, was able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The other half remained in Be'er Yarden, along with the Shevet Reuven, Shevet Gad. And the Rizal explains that was a result of the psolas from Dinah. The psolas of Dinah trickled down to her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, landing half of the Shevet Menashe outside of Eretz Yisrael. Although Dinah was able to have Asnas connect to Yosef and purify and sanctify some element of that psolas, but the psolas wasn't completely wiped out. It still remained in many generations after. Now we can appreciate the phrase Zara de Yosef. The Ben Ish Chai explains that not all of Shevet Yosef is protected from the Ayin Hara, from the evil eye. While Ephraim took the Kedusha from Shechem and Dinah, and Ephraim was completely kadosh from Yosef Atzadik and the Kedusha elements from Dinah, and his Sheva was allowed entirely into Eretz Yisrael, Menashe took the Psolas. The Psolas was passed on to Menashe and on to his children. And as a result, only half of Menashe, as we said, merited living in Eretz Yisrael. So similarly, not all of Shevet Yosef earned the protection from the Yetzer, from the Ayin Hara. Only those that had the Kedusha from Yosef, all of Shevet Ephraim, and half of Shevet Menashe. That's why it's a Zara de Yosef, says the Ben Yehoyada, says the Ben Ish Chai. The Psolas embedded in Menashe really came from Yaakov Avinu, however. Yaakov was an Ish Tam. Yaakov was an Ish that was pure until he encountered the Sar Shel Esav. And the Sar Shel Esav crippled Yaakov. It injured his Gid Anasha. The Gid Anasha translated into some form of psolas and was carried on to the children, to the offspring. And even though Yosef and Dinah were born before the Gid Anasha, before that event, somehow that injury affected his offspring that were already brought into the world. In particular, it affected Dinah and ultimately Menashe. The Rizal explains that the psolas of the Gid Anasha was passed on again eventually to Menashe. Rashi explains that the word Gid Anasha is from the words Neshani. Neshani is what the Torah describes as Menashe's name. That when Yosef called his son Menashe, Vayikra es shem ha-bechor Menashe ki Neshani Elokim. That word Neshani is the Lashon of Gid Anasha, connecting the mice of Gid Anasha from Yaakov, which trickled through Dinah, ultimately the psalms passed on to Menashe. Now, an important message to walk away with is that sometimes we find ourselves that we have a certain solace from within. And we struggle with overcoming that challenge. And the solution, as we learn from Dina, is to cling to tzaddikim, to connect with Kedusha, and be the best that you can be. We should all be zoche to find our strengths, find our purpose and meaning in making an incredible kish, Shem Shemayim. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.